an eclipse of a black hole on this moment of science. A black hole, as any fan of science fiction knows, is what forms from the burned-out remains of certain stars. When the stars come to the end of their life cycles, they blast away much of their mass in a titanic explosion called a supernova. If the star were massive enough to begin with, the remains would collapse down into a tiny point with a gravitational field around it so strong that not even light escapes, a black hole. Now, we can't study anything that's already inside a black hole. Stuff that's just about to fall in, though, can still be seen, and in fact, tends to heat up dramatically on its way in, which makes it easier to see. In fact, there's a disk of matter around a black hole that heats up so much it radiates X-rays, which can be picked up by telescopes in orbit around Earth. Still, the disk can be hard to spot. Enter the lucky black hole eclipse. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory was watching a black hole in a distant galaxy called NGC 1365 when the hole was eclipsed by a cloud. Don't think of the kind of water vapor cloud we see in our sky. Think of an enormous mass of dust and gas out in deep space. When the cloud moved in front of the hole, the X-rays disappeared. When the cloud passed by, they reappeared. Knowing the size of the cloud and its speed, then, allowed scientists to determine how big the X-ray disk must be. How big was it? Fairly small by galactic standards. If it were centered on the Sun, it would only stretch out past Mars. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Catherine Pilichowski in astronomy. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.